Larry Mayer of ChicagoBears.com, kind enough to drop by. And anytime you play the Pittsburgh Steelers, you think about Big Ben. He is so tough to bring down in that pocket. That's got to be the first concern because he can make plays even if you get pressure on him.
You know, the unique thing about him is his ability to shed tacklers. And you do. You said it before. I heard you. You think that you've got him down, and then the next thing you know is he turns a negative play into a positive long completion. And it's very frustrating for a defense to face a guy like this because you look at him. He's not that elusive. He's not that athletic. But yet he extends plays and burns you that way. And for the Bears defense, they need to swarm to the ball.
Well, obviously, they've got a good running game. They've got wideouts that are very dangerous. They got Martavis Bryant back after suspension. Where do you start in trying to stop this offense?
Well, that's the most difficult challenge, Mark, I think, is that you're going against a team that's well-balanced. They're not only explosive, but they're well-balanced. A lot of times you face a team that does one thing better than the other, and I know you said that they're 29th in rushing, but Le'Veon Bell is an excellent running back who has a really unique style. For fans that aren't familiar with him, he almost stutter steps and hesitates at the line of scrimmage before picking his hole, and it's something that I've really never seen before, but he's very successful at it, and he's an excellent running back, and of course Antonio Brown is probably, if he's not the best receiver in the NFL, he's one of the best. He almost put up 2,000 yards a couple years ago. He puts up over 100 receptions a year and is very dangerous, big play receiver. And again, it's facing a team that does everything well that's most difficult, and you're going to have to take one thing away. And Vic Fangio talked about it today. You may not be able to do everything you'd like to do against someone like Antonio Brown because you're going to leave the run defense susceptible to a big play there as well.
By the way, that run that you called with Le'Veon Bell, that's called flow, man. You know, feeling your flow at the line of scrimmage. Finding out where that hole is, letting blocks develop,
okay,
which is something that's tough to teach a running back. Sometimes everybody wants to get to the hole and blast through there right real fast, but you understand that blocks have to take place, and sometimes it's
absolutely
the timing of those things that allows a back to become not only a good back, but a great running back.
I think Jordan Howard demonstrates a little bit of that, mm-hmm, too, as well. When you see him being patient, you're wondering, why doesn't he hit the hole right away? And then all of a sudden he finds the crease, goes through it. Devin Hester did that returning kicks, where he would go
exactly
laterally and then be explosive and hit the hole. But it is going to be a challenge against the Steelers, like I said before, because they do so many things well, and it's going to be tough, but hopefully the defense will be up to it. And I will tell you guys one thing. We always talk about complimentary football, and that's not me complimenting you about it.
It should be, though.
It really isn't.
Dan deserves any compliments.
He does. He absolutely does. I know. I watched every game he played, so there's a lot of compliments to give right there. But anyway, the offense cannot turn the ball over, especially deep in Bears territory, because they're going to give their defensive counterparts absolutely no chance to win this game. The Bears have to play a clean game on offense, establish a run, burn the clock, and not put their defense in bad situations like they did in Tampa, especially if it's supposed to be 90 degrees again like it was in Tampa. They don't want the defense on the field that much. They want the offense on the field, and the Bears' offense has to play mistake-free.
You heard John Fox say something that, think back now to the Tampa game. What did they do on third downs? The numbers look good in terms of converting, but also when you look at, you know, where interceptions were thrown or fumbles occurred, that's when you have to look at it from a defensive standpoint. When it's your time to get off the field, don't commit a foolish penalty that extends a drive and leads to more points.
They had three holding penalties on the defense, two on Trevathan and one on Willie Young, that they would have got off the field. And the first one, I thought, was the most costly because it came on the third play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets the tone right there. And so, instead of coming off the field, then all of a sudden you're on for a long drive. They put together, they kick a field goal, which was nice. The Bears forced them to settle for a field goal. But then you get the pick six and another interception, and you get the fumbled punt, and it just snowballed from there, and the game was pretty much over by halftime.
Over early.
Yes, it was.
We'll hear from Vic Fangio in our next segment, but he was asked about, what do you do for Antonio Brown? You try to double this guy, you have special coverage that you have one corner, you know, trailing him no matter which side of the field he's on. He was pretty candid about it, saying somebody's going to have to get him one-on-one.
Right. He's candid about everything. That's what we all love about Vic Fangio.
And Prince Amukamara is supposed to be back for his first game. Is he going to be the guy that has the responsibility of trying to shut down one of the best receivers in the NFL?
Well, you know, Mark, I would pretend like I know the answer to that question, but I can't divulge the secret here.
But the game plan.
I will say, though, that it is a big boost for the defense getting Prince back after two games that he missed with the ankle. However, I will also say that Kyle Fuller, I think, has really stepped up and really is playing his best football since joining the Bears as a first-round draft pick. I mean, he had a really good start to the 2015 season, if everybody remembers. But I think he's actually playing better right now. So I'm not saying that they don't need Prince Amukamara back, but they don't need him as desperately as maybe they would have last year when Kyle Fuller wasn't available and they had some problems aside from Tracy Porter at the cornerback position. It will be a big boost because you can use as many good players as you can against this Pittsburgh offense because they are explosive. And the thing about them is the continuity, and you can speak to that. These guys have played together for years. It's the tremendous. Bears offense hasn't even played together for weeks because of injuries, honestly. Right. So it allows you to do so much more. The blocking schemes, the combination blocks, everything like that is affected. And it's incredible to have continuity, and the Bears don't have it, and the Steelers do.
You know, we can talk offense in terms of what the Bears need to do a lot. But what I'm looking at is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense and what they've been able to do. And, you know, everybody goes, Ryan Shazier is, the guy. But from a defensive standpoint, it looks like Tua is going to be back for this week, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they've got some guys up front that can make a difference, too. And when you really get down to it, let's face it, Larry, you know it, I know it, everybody knows it, that watches the game. It's all about the big guys and what they can do. Give me some idea about what you've seen out of that Steeler defense.
Well, they're really good against the run, and the problem with the Bears is that you know the Bears are a run-oriented team, and they're going to be focusing on improving the running game after mustering only 20 yards on the ground on 16 carries in Tampa. The Bears have no chance to win any game, I don't believe, unless they establish the running game. They're a run-oriented team, like I said. That will allow the play-action passes to be effective, the screen passes to be effective. They're not going to work if the running game's not working, and you know, guys, that they're putting big emphasis on that this week.
Then let me hit you with this, my friend.
All right.
Why didn't the run game work against Tampa? Let's see if you made the same analysis that
I did. Well, that's a good question. First of all, they didn't have a lot of plays because they were turning the ball over. I thought they couldn't get anything developed.
That's number one.
Okay.
They got way behind early.
I thought the offensive line didn't really get them to the second level, get the running backs to the second level there.
No, they were at the negative second level.
Okay.
That's the problem.
They were getting hit too much in the backfield?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yes.
They were about to take some handoffs.
Exactly. That's the way it looked. But, I mean, it's tough. You got a guy like Cody Whitehair playing three different positions because of the injuries. You're pretty much missing your four top guards in the game. With injuries, it's difficult, obviously, as you know. I know you moved from guard to tackle all over the place because of injuries, and it's not easy.
And didn't play any of them well.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
Well, this is going to get way off the rails if we keep going. So we're going to thank Larry for coming by. Hopefully a much better performance on all three phases for the Bears on Sunday.
I absolutely can't wait till Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be hot, just like it was in Tampa.
Nice.
Look for Larry on the sideline with his sombrero. No, that was last week. Larry Mayer of ChicagoBears.com.